You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Listening to the second hour of Perception Management here on May 2nd of 2021. And I'm about ready to play a video here. I just got some stuff here that about Ambassador Stevens over in Libya. I might read to you here. But again, as I was mentioning, the only thing the U.S. still has is the dollar. It may be fiat and based out of nowhere, but it's fading fast. And investors, as I said, are moving to en masse to these Asian markets. Again, are they really helping speeding up the destruction of this country? It makes you wonder. Max Kaiser has a good video where he describes how soon America will be poor. And he actually says for Americans, it may be a blessing. And you have to realize how that goes with jobs and exports, but that's what happens when you have this junta over there in Washington, where you have an officially de facto banana republic form now. And again, as I mentioned, where 32% of all jobs are funded by this coup at the White House. And so I guess if you want to keep your job, you're going to have to go along with what they want. So with that, I I have a video here, clip number 5 there, and this is China is coming. And listen close, because this isn't our fault. It's those central planners, we'll call it. Go ahead, Sam.
China's ambition is no secret. It and its people have an extremely high opinion of themselves, and they want back what they consider to be their rightful position at the top of the global tree. In the context of history, Western supremacy is a temporary blip. China was top dog for thousands of years, and the 21st century has seen China pull its socks up in the most rapid and dramatic fashion, so that it is now well on course to get back its top dog status. While we in the West squabble about which gender can use which changing room, China secures the supply of some essential strategic metal. While we impose hubristic energy policies which limit possibilities, China turns to the most reliable, lowest cost and efficient sources to provide for its billions. While we print money, China mines gold. Which country in the world has the most billionaires? It isn't the USA. It used to be, not anymore. China's brand of authoritarian capitalism is leaving Western social democracies for dead. Look at any empire in history. The Greeks, the Romans, the Chinese, the British, the USA, though it doesn't call itself an empire, heaven forbid. As important to its success as its army was its money. When empires ascend, their money is sound. When the money turns bad, so does its empire. You can pin the beginning of the decline of Rome almost to the precise point at which it started debasing its money. Britain came off the gold standard in 1914. What was the peak of the British Empire? 1911? The beginning of the end of the USA can be traced back to 1971, and there's a whole website about that. China, meanwhile, is going the other way. It is mining gold, not abandoning it. It is mining more gold than anyone else in the world, and it is importing more gold than anyone else in the world. Of course, gold is yesterday's money. Today, it's all about crypto. Well, 75% of Bitcoin mining takes place in China. And then we have CBDC, central bank digital currencies. 9 in 10 central banks around the world are working on digital currencies, recent research has revealed, including Blighty herself. But none, except perhaps the Bahamas, are as advanced as China, which has been working on its CBDC since at least 2014. Word is, it wants that CBDC to be fully functional in time for the Beijing Olympics in 2022. Ooh, Britain's authorities, we must brand crypto derivatives. Ooh, says Rishi Sunak, let's call Britain's cryptocurrency Britcoin. Have you ever seen such hypocrisy? Forget Rishi Sunak's Britcoin, meaningless media speak. China is just so far ahead. It's like watching Stone Age men cheer about what they've just achieved by rubbing two pieces of flint together while their opponent employs nuclear fission. China may not be vocal about its ambitions, but look at what the Chinese are doing, not at what they're saying. Actions don't speak louder than words, otherwise people wouldn't bother using words. But actions do say a great deal more if you bother looking at them. Actions speak more truthfully than words, should be the saying. The Chinese are following Deng Xiaoping's doctrine of we must not shine too brightly until everything is ready. Meanwhile, they work, they trade, they advance. They'll take your money and build something for you in exchange, better and cheaper than it gets built at home. They'll have no bones about nicking your ideas, your intellectual property, but they won't tell you. They accumulate gold, but they don't tell you quite how much. Their military grows, but they don't go to war. They deal with dissidents, but quietly and ruthlessly. We must not shine too brightly. This has governed all Chinese strategy. But President Xi Jinping is a man of destiny. He might want that great ascension to happen on his watch. COVID-19 has accelerated everything. It might accelerate China's ascension as well. Forget the New World Order. Forget the Great Reset. China is bigger than that. And China is coming.
That's the same thing with Russia, too. I remember Putin said that it's a multipolar world. They're not interested in this new world order either. I have two callers, Dan in Washington State. Good morning, Dan.
Hey, good morning. Happy Sunday. Yeah. It was a great clip there with Walter Cronkite and Pat Rothwell, and he talks about Pat Robertson. So it's kind of like they set it up like two heads of the same coin where, you know, he's promoting a world government and Pat Robertson wants the world government, but only if it's ran through Israel and the Jews and the Antichrist, basically. And then, you know, it just shows when you go back and watch those old shows how the Christians have these leaders have been used to pervert Christianity into this basically satanic cult of Israel first types. And I just really wish Christians would get smarter about the Zionist stuff. They're like the Quakers and the I think it's Presbyterians voted to boycott Israel. And if they're not these Zionist Christians, I wish they would all at least just switch denominations to one that is more correct on that issue. But they don't.
I agree.
And I like, yeah. You know, and, like the Southern Baptists, I think are basically, I you know, what's the point? I think Baptists in general are gone. Methodists, like I said, that's the only one I would be right now is a Quaker or a one of the ones that stands up against Israel. So, anyway. It's funny, yeah. Though, because the two heads of the same coin, sometimes the UN votes against Israel, and then that's when America goes against the UN.
Right.
So it seems like the Zionist wing won out more. I mean, some of it's good. I agree with, like, saving the whales. Some of this stuff has to be global, but not an actual. It should be. It shows how they're all liars as well, how they've all been working. If they would have. You know, if they would have just came out and said, hey, we're going to have an international agreement to save whales, and, you know, people would probably go with that, but it's all under the secret.
Like,
it's all.
I laugh at that. It was like the dolphins, too, you know. It's like there's a firm there that renders the captured dolphins in these fishing nets, and they grind them up, and they come. That little bottle of fertilizer for your garden from Alaska is ground up dolphins. They don't care. Yeah, they don't care about life or anything like that. All they care about is money and greed and how to make the most, you know.
Yeah, and I think they just relaxed some of the standards on hunting whales in now Japan and Norway and even some of the Indian tribes. It's like, we do need to protect this stuff. You know, but back to Pat Robertson, the satanic Christians. I mean, he was saying Nikki Haley would make a great president because.
Yeah. And remember her at the UN after that, the U.S. and UN was voted down at the UN. Nikki Haley bent down beside every one of those people there and started threatening already what the United States was going to do to him.
Yeah. And she's not even. Christian, I would Pat Robertson want her, and it's the only reason is because she's a warmonger for Israel.
Wasn't it Pat Robertson that said that Maduro needed to be droned?
I mean, these guys are horrible. It's like there's nothing Christian about them, you know. Nope. It's like, when is the It's like he's a Southern Baptist, right? Or Baptist. It's like, let's just focus on denomination by denomination and just get rid of them, in my view. I don't, maybe people disagree with that. But
I think you're right, Dan. I think you're going to see a lot of weeding out here because as they keep pushing this transgender and all this other gay agenda and stuff, if churches don't go along with this, they'll have their 501c3 tax-exempt charter ripped away from them. And then with the amount of poor people in the world, they won't be able to pay the taxes on their properties and stuff, and they'll basically be put out of business.
Yeah, and I guess that was one – I heard Trump kind of got rid of that thing, which is good. The 501c3 made it more – I don't think he did anything good in a good way. He made it seem good, but I think it's going to make those bad churches more powerful somehow, in my view. They'll probably push all the Quakers, like the ones I was saying, boycotted Israel, like the Quakers and the Presbyterians, I think. They'll probably make those first ones to have, like, tranny kid preachers so that everyone will run to the Southern Baptists, you know?
Well... The light is getting brighter, and as it does, it'll expose all these false Christian churches and stuff.
Right.
I mean, this is like when the U.S. starts making all these threats against Russia. Today, Russia is 86% demographically Christian, Orthodox, but The point is, though, is what are you going to do? Send a bunch of, say, alleged Christian Americans over to fight Christians? This is the same scenario they did there with the Christmas truce, where all those Christians took time off from killing each other to recognize their Lord and Savior. And then after that, they went right back to battle, killing their spiritual brethren.
Yeah. Yeah, you could look at World War One, World War Two.
Yep.
I know the Quran actually has a prophecy. It says Allah will confuse the minds of the Christians and get them following or fighting each other. Mm-hmm. And then it says that ultimately there will be a battle between Christianity and Judaism, and then whoever wins that will eventually become Muslim. I don't know. But yeah, the Christianity thing has got to be something's got to be done, so... Anyway, all right.
Best to you, okay, Dan.
Have a good day.
Yeah, okay, best to you there. Thanks for calling in. Patty down there in Missouri. Good morning, Patty.
Good morning, Mr. Rogers.
Oh, you sound so soft this morning.
Well, I feel null and void.
Oh. You haven't been around the board, yeah. Have you?
Well, I'm just sitting back enjoying the clown show.
Yeah.
People are so uptight and everything about all this stuff. Well, we have the parasites trying to kill us with a vaccine. No, they're not vaccines. They're
operating
systems.
You know what I laugh at, Patty? My biggest laugh is with seeing the amount of filth out there that people would fight tooth and nail to maintain their filth. I mean, that's how bad it is.
Yeah, well, Satan has been loose.
Yeah.
That's the problem. And we see, well, we know the world is run by satanic, Luciferian pedophiles.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I take hope in knowing that God wins.
Yeah.
They want to kill, what they're trying to do is they're trying to destroy the Adamic seed. They have been since the Garden of Eden. And that's why they're after the whites, because we're Aryans.
Mm-hmm.
But they won't succeed.
Nope.
And I think, like we talked about, what I see is dividing the Christians and the whites. On a spiritual note, what I see is God is beginning to divide the wheat from the tares.
I believe
and
that
we
too,
know everything hidden will be brought to light. And all of these devils, I call them, because they're not fully human. Cain was not fully human. His daddy was a fallen angel. Or Satan, whatever you want to call him. But that's why they do the things they do. And then sleep like babies at night, because I don't think these people have a full operating soul. They have no conscience.
I don't. Yeah, that's just it. They have no conscience. But you know, like I say, usually if you harm someone like that, you'd flinch or something. Just to, you know, you like even seeing a little bit of blood or something like that. Nowadays, like I say, it's like sending someone else's kid off to war means nothing. It'd be different if it was your kid being sent off, though. You know, but they make sure
right.
that they defer their own children and stuff to make sure they don't take part in these bloodbaths. You know.
Right, because everything that we see, wars and all this, these so-called pandemics and viruses like coronavirus, that does not exist, by the way.
Right.
It's just a ploy they use. And what sells? Fear.
Yep. Well, I'm impressed, Patty, because having Telegram, which they want to get rid of. But having Telegram, there is so many channels that we have out there, and we get so much news from all over the world, which is censored on other platforms, and you see the resistance growing. And it doesn't matter whether you're in India and you're a Hindi or in Brazil or whatever, you know, Belgium or over in UK with these mass protests. It shows that people are waking up and rising up. And that's what's important, is it gives us some hope. Anyway, I got a break. If you want to stand on it, we'll keep you on, okay?
Okay.
All right, we'll be right back.
since this old house was built. It's where the old men whittle.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's hung there on the front porch since this old house was built.
Welcome back, everyone. It's where the You're listening to Keith Rogers here with Perception Management. We're currently talking with Patty down there in Missouri. You know, Patty, I was just scanning through the news here, and Mitt Romney is being booed down there in Utah, his home state. with protesters saying that he destroyed our Constitution and our country. And another one here is these May Day things over there in Berlin. And this is why I look at America. So on Saturday, it says they drew participants of all stripes, pro and anti-vaccination activists, trade unionists, anti-capitalist radicals, Palestinian activists, and techno music fans all took part in the mass arrest. Americans won't do that because, well, I might get arrested if I go down there, if I go out and protest and stuff. And seriously, this is why we have the problems that we do today. And as people, they won't get off their butt. As that China video mentioned, Americans are too worried about what gender can use the bathroom.
Well, I'm not going to get started on the LGBTQ, ABC, ZZ.
Or, hey, remember that thing I put in a telegram there? There was a sales thing for there are more than two sexes type T-shirt. And when you go to check out, it says, what do you want, male or female size? It's like, I thought there was more than one gender. You know what I'm getting at?
Yeah.
I mean, what a stupid sales pitch, you know?
Well, everything is stupid now. You know, we've got all these people trying to tell us what's right and wrong, and they can't even figure out what sex they are.
Yeah.
There's only two, we know that.
Look at our age, though. We're old enough to know what's right and wrong. That's like a cop telling you to be careful crossing the road. It's like, hey, look, my parents told me that crap 50-some-odd years ago, you know?
Yeah.
I don't need you doing it.
We were educated when schools, before this nonsense hit the school system, we were taught real history.
Yep. And manners.
We're not
courtesy,
getting that today.
Taught morals.
Yeah.
Actually,
and like we were talking last night on the phone, when I was in school, I graduated in 1970, which I do believe is the year that the Zionist cabal started rewriting the textbooks. We didn't hear. We weren't taught anything about a Holocaust.
No.
And
my granddaughter got that for some kind of a homework once, and I says, "Don't get me going there because I don't want to write on that thing because I could supply videos."
Yeah. Well, not only are they dividing the Christians from the good guys from the bad guys, now they're dividing the vaxxed and the unvaxxed.
Right. Well, on Twitter today, Patty, they had something from one of these Israeli tweeters about, and it had something to do with the Armenian genocide, and they didn't want to, marginalize what happened to the Jews. But they didn't say the Jews. They says the Holocaust of World War II. So I got on there and says, do you mean the firebombing of 67 Japanese cities and 50 cities in Germany? Whereas cutting off all the rail, road, and other supply means of supplying goods to these slave labor camps, of course they never reply back to that. But that's a fact, you know. The real Holocaust is the firebombings.
Exactly.
Holocaust means
sacrifice by burning.
Yeah, that's right.
And the real Holocaust was the Germans. Mm-hmm. The German people were literally melted into the asphalt on the streets when they firebombed. And then, of course, that's when the UK and the US bombed all the railroad supply lines to all the work camps. There was no Zyklon B coming in to kill the mice. There was no food, no medicine being brought to those camps, which caused a typhoid outbreak. That's what people died from.
Yeah. Did you ever see the video? I'm sorry. Go ahead. I was going to say, did you ever see the video on the well? On the well, yeah. I forget. Some college educated guy. He goes through all these books that are put out by all these guys that are promoting this Holocaust, and they're talking about life in this one camp. I'm not sure if it's Treblinka or what like that. But anyway, it's supposed to be where 750,000 Jews were buried in these mass burial pits. And as he's doing this, he's confirming through each individual story that each day they would go out and they'd get water that was like 16 or so meters from the huts that they had, little bunker-type bunks, you know, that they were staying in. And they were allowed to draw water once in the morning and once in the evening for cooking and whatever like that, you know. And it was less than 60-some feet from where it was. Anyway, hey, I'll finish this after this break here. But anyway, this is a good story, so stay tuned, okay?
All my life I've been so lonesome.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
All my life I've been so lonesome. If happiness came, I missed the call.
Welcome back, everyone. It's Keith Rogers here with Perception Management, talking with Patty down there in Missouri there, and we got Tom down in Utah will join us here shortly. But Patty, the humorous part of this story I was telling was that all three of these authors that have been writing these Holocaust books and stuff all referred to the same exact bunks, referred to the same well and stuff. And then it was measured by the outline that they used during these trials over in Israel and stuff, as well as Nuremberg, of the outline of area of the camps and these massive death, mass graves and stuff. And so no one apparently took into account when they wrote that there was only one well that served the entire facility, and that 750,000 Jews were allegedly buried there, and that it didn't infect the water in any way. And the well was less than 120 feet from the well head. It was at least 120 feet from
from these mass graves in less than 60 feet from the bunks and stuff. So they would have been drinking this tainted water, and it was really boggy there. It's not like a clay soil or something like that. So, I mean, it's the stories are so horrendous to keep this lie going, you know.
Well, I did deep, in-depth research on this for years, and there was no Jewish Holocaust.
No.
But Jews see, they got to keep that narrative going, because if they don't, that Israel needs that Holocaust to have a right to exist.
Jews died.
That's what it's all about.
Many people died. Everyone, you know. Well, when you single out certain people, that's yeah.
Well, Keith, they did the penetrating the machines around the ground.
Yeah,
the
ground radar.
Radar, yeah. Right? And they found no mass graves. And besides that, just like in Auschwitz, they couldn't bury them, because the water table was too high.
Yep.
So, you know, we're hearing a lot of stuff that wasn't true at all. And so I just chalk that up as make-believe for a reason, and they're still drawing reparations from Germany for something that never happened. How smart, huh? Shekelpeckers.
One of my latest tweets here from Russia, there's a quote here from Julian Assange. It says, nearly every war that has started in the past 50 years has been a result of media lies. Well, it just goes on and on, you know. Anyway, Patty.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. I'll catch you in a little bit here. I'm going to pick up Tom in Utah there. But my love to you always, and we'll chat later. Okay, babe?
Okay. I'm listening.
All right. You have a good day there. Tom over in Utah. Good morning.
Hi, Keith. Earlier, you're referring to the influence of, I guess, what President Eisenhower would probably expand out when he said, beware of the military-industrial complex.
Yes. Yep.
It was rather curious experience for me. I spent over a year and a half total time in D.C. in 2009, 10, and 11, and I went to every office, every legislator, every bureaucracy, in my work, you know, exposing the poisoning of 34 million in my gassingamerica.com effort. But as I was sitting in these offices waiting for my appointment with the legislator or staffers, I kind of kept track of the people coming in and out of those offices. And I realized that there was about six people that I would account for. Three of them would represent the medical industry, pharmaceutical.
Right.
One would represent the banks. One would represent the military. And then, of course, the sixth person would be myself or somebody with a legitimate complaint, you know, petitioning for redress.
Right.
So I figured the odds were 5-1. My influence would be outweighed by
Of course.
The influence.
Well, Thomas, like your gassingamerica.com. When you read what you have there, the evidence stuff, what is the lives of 20 some odd million people over, say, new arms for a certain thing to kill people? Yeah, I mean, this is I just can't see how people can justify this, like a Pentagon budget of 700 some odd billion dollars. When you have people that are homeless and starving, our streets are destroyed, everything, you know.
Well, I was naive enough to believe that my efforts would be respected, valued. But I did have kind of an eye-opening experience. One day I was on the metro going back towards Rock, you know, to where I was staying just outside of D.C.,
right.
And there was a couple of these lobbyists in the seats behind me, and they were laughing their heads off about how they were able to pull the strings of their legislators.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking, well, that can't be. We have a constitution. We have the rights of the people. And in fact, the only thing I can, as I say, conclude is we have the finest politicians money can buy.
Yeah, it's saddening, Tom. It's saddening.
I'm glad that these local states are waking up and people are seizing power back. And that's the only way to do it is to go after the little guy, basically your own home area. Make sure your sheriff and all those guys are on your team. And then if someone wants to advance out of, say, your local state and run for some other office, then you have someone that you know is working for the people. And, of course, the lobbyists will try hard to convert them over, you know.
Well, I was trying to figure out, why is it that there's three that's required by the pharmaceutical and only one for the military and only one for the banking? Well, the power really is in the military, but the even greater power is in the banking.
Well, remember, Tom, under Obama's administration, Citibank picked his entire administration. So that area there was already taken or covered, you know.
Yeah, and I didn't see that the representative of the banking would spend very much time. He'd walk in, walk out, be done. Mm-hmm. The military would take him, you know, 15 or 20 minutes. And, of course, the pharmaceutical medical complex, they would take, you know, 20 minutes or more each one, influencing the legislator.
Right. And the other lobbyists. I'm
curious that the banker would only take, a couple of minutes. He'd just say, You're either going to get money or not.
And the other lobbyists, they're the ones that say, I want you to vote this way on whatever foreign policy it was. And if you don't, we're going to pull 35,000 jobs out of this city and your state's going to be screwed. That's how they blackmail these politicians, other than sex, you know.
Yeah, I'm surprised at my naiveness. I went back there and thought I could really affect change. And I know That's true of a lot of people that go back there. And, of course, I'm the one wearing, you know, Levi's and the nice shirt. The other lobbyists are wearing their shark skin suits.
5,000 bucks.
And I think shark skin is appropriate.
Yeah.
Anyway, when you get a chance, Keith, give me a holler.
Yeah. We'll do that, okay?
Good show.
All right, thank you for calling in there. Always good to hear from you there, Tom, okay? And watch out for Mitt Romney down there. Anyway, since he's in your area again, you know that the May issue of the Atlantic Global said Russia is finished. And it talked about the unstoppable descent of a once great power. Well, again, here the United States has placed all these massive sanctions on Russia, and what has Russia done? They have gone independent. And they are the biggest supplier of the world's non-GMO grains, LNG gas and other things like that, you know. And this is why they built that, the BRICS, the Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, you know. And this is a deterrent to the SWIFT system. And more, like say, if you, I laugh at this on YouTube. I like these videos all about the demise of China. You know, China's having this problem, China's having that problem. Of course, you're not supposed to look at what's going on in this country. But, China's got a lot of problems. So does Russia. So does the United States. So does Britain, you know. But this is all done by those that are trying to sway the American voter to, in some way, support an agenda. It's no different than there's a 3.8 earthquake in some area, and there's a YouTube video put up instantly about it, and it shows all these wrecked buildings and stuff. I'm going, a 3.8 earthquake does not do that, but it's a sensationalism, you know. What's the old saying? If it bleeds, it leads, you know. This is what we're facing today. It's kind of funny in a way, but I want to go back here to that thing from my good friend Carl. This is where he was talking about the real story behind Benghazi, and I don't want to try to minimize or anything like that of what happened to Ambassador Stevens there, but 50,000 Libyans died over this, and so a few Americans like that means nothing because it was a coup in the first place. So technically they shouldn't have been there in the first place. It was none of their business. And, of course, we know how Gaddafi was running his country anyway with the GMR water project and all this other stuff. But when I first heard that story, it was the CIA was over there to decommission those
man pads that were sent over there to these rebels. And, of course, I've got horrid videos from there, too. But anyway, but this is where Ambassador Stevens was sent to Benghazi to secretly retrieve U.S.-made Stinger missiles that the State Department had supplied to this Ansarial Syria in Libya without congressional oversight. This would have been in violation of the Boland Amendment there. And, of course, Hillary was involved in this neck deep and had brokered the deal through the Ambassador Stevens and his private arms dealer named Mark Turry. But some of these shoulder-filed Stinger missiles ended up in Afghanistan where they were used against the United States' own military. And there's also a photo on Business Insider that ISIS has those same Stinger missiles. And so if the U.S. is fighting them, then they're also being injured and or killed by those same missiles, let alone the 20-some-odd thousand missiles that were supposed to have gone missing that Gaddafi had at one time. And this also goes back to Afghanistan about the Chinook helicopter where the SEAL team were taken down. But, you know, this is where Hillary and Obama were in the full panic mode and kind of like this do-or-die mission. And it was the State Department, not the CIA. As I say, the CIA was there to decommission those, make them, take them out of existence like that, you know, make it so they couldn't work. Anyway, that were supplied to the their so-called sworn enemies and General Petraeus at the time at the CIA, where they would not apply supplying these deadly missiles due to their potential use against commercial aircraft. And I could understand that. I was trying to think that Lockerbie flight over there. But, you know, this is the treason. And the way you look at it, though, is when you hear of any, like when the Green Berets are down in Yemen and stuff, or the U.S. soldiers in Iraq and Syria and stuff, Iraq was notable there because while the U.S. soldiers were going into Kuwait, the U.S. was selling arms still through Jordan to Saddam. And so any casualties was from the U.S. arms that were being directly sold. And they have no moral conscience. They want to keep the wars going to keep the money going. And of course, now this comes back to President Biden, who he has been behind every single war there is. And I just can't believe people would go along with this stuff here. So anyway, someone dinged me here in the chat room. I don't know what it was about. Oh, okay, thanks, Burr. Anyway, you know, everything China is in this case or has done to the West has turned to using the same so-called draconian laws. So China has its facial recognition, its social credit score, and, of course, the West is adopting that same stuff for different reasons, though. We have the censorship here now, the lies about the economy, the Federal Reserve buying up everything shows why the stock market remains high, as countless millions have lost their jobs, and usually it's added like 700,000 more each week. And the only export it seems to be here is not only arms, but of course is fake money to pay off their paramilitaries to try to destroy another country here. And of course, it's also spent on those countries, like I mentioned last week with Pakistan, in their sexual diversity. While here in America, they're losing their homes, their vehicles. And, I mean, it's the U.S. has more interest in backing some of these rapacious regimes. I have a story about what's going on in Myanmar there, but I'm not going to be able to get to it here. But the coup is official over there. And, again, this is another way to stop that Belt Road over there. It's all this devised to start wars, constant conflict. In fact, everything is a place for those psychopaths to start this World War III, which should follow along with what Bill Gates wants, or Bojo over there in the UK. He's the guy that can't find a 69-cent comb to comb his hair. And, of course, his father was also admitted eugenics, so maybe it's like father, like son. People all over the world are waking up to this con that's bigger than 9/11 and truly an inside job from all these politicians and idiots like Anthony Fauci. Yes, some states, clearly not democratically held, are opening up and threatening to, again, fine those who try to put vaccine passports, as I mentioned earlier, any restrictions on type of entrances or sales and stuff, which is a violation of one's human rights anyway. And, of course, they're also dropping President Biden's eternal mask mandate. And those fact checkers are going wild when the news outlets post a story and someone else provides proof of their factual lies. Then to add to this, all those dried out actors we got now. I'm so sick and tired of these dried out actors. The Oscar ratings plummeted to a record low. The 93rd Academy Awards suffered a 13.75 million viewer drop. Who gives a flying rat, you know? These are the same useful idiots today telling us, as if their voice means anything to those who aren't sleeping sheep, about the need to get a vaccination for a flu that has a higher than 90% survival rating, and that's without a vaccination. So we'll be right back. The end of the show here coming up.
Money talks, but it don't sing and dance, and it don't walk. Long as...
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356, or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Anyway, you're listening to Keith Rogers here with Perception Management. I want to finish up this thing, and I have Dave in New York for a final caller there, but... you know, my pet peeve is listening to these, like I said, these stupid, I mean, I have to see it on YouTube or something like that because I don't watch TV, but
watching Obama or George Bush, both war criminals, trying to tell us after bombing so many hundreds of thousands of people to their deaths that we need to take a vaccine to save lives. I mean, do you realize I get so pissed off about that stuff like that, you know, just like this George Floyd stuff, all this distraction, the BLM, Antifa, what they're doing in this country here. And of course, they can do what they want. That's not saving lives out there, murdering people and stuff. Dave, good morning over there in New York. How are you doing?
Yes, good morning. Well, it's afternoon here by now.
Okay.
Are you wearing your mask?
No, I'm not. We don't have to wear them here in Montana.
No one has to. Hey, yeah. There's some very good articles that are coming out, and I think we need to focus on sometimes people with very good information and who've looked it over and who can reason well. Mike Adams put out this vaccidents situation update, and I was listening to it a little bit. I don't know how big the vaccidents issue is, but he made a very important point here. He's there. People are seeing that they've lied about some of these hospitals being overloaded when they weren't. And
right.
Then people would jump to a conclusion that the whole thing is fake. This is irrational, he's saying. What he's really saying is to say that there's no virus when there's been so much firm data, and he is saying the same thing I'm saying, is really going out on the limb and breaking off and falling off the end of the twig. It is probably not at all the case, and we have like Dr. Kaufman saying different things. And basically, you know, he comes up with illogical presuppositions and very deceptive arguments to throw people off. And whether it's intentional or not, that's what's happening. So I'm glad Mike Adams came out with that, and I told him to continue to point these things out. We had
Dave, I was going to say, the only thing I think is so nefarious about it is when they finally admit that they've removed the flu season from all of their statistics. So that there
well,
could say, well
they
well,
haven't actually done that. The numbers have dropped precipitously, and we're not sure why, but to jump to conclusions on that again is a little crazy. He had another article out, and embedded in the Governor Whitmer declares whatever is a Lee Dundas interview with Mike Adams. Now, Lee Dundas is an attorney. She's got very good information she's put together, some that I haven't heard before. And I think, you know, I can't represent what she's saying overall, but she does say that people like Cuomo, there's laws on the books, and here's specifically what he did that's clearly illegal, and he needs to be prosecuted.
Right.
I think that's a great point.
Yes.
Another good one was here on Republic. This morning, I saw this one, Lou Rockwell, and he's saying, stop sending all this stuff to your friends. You're alienating
them,
basically,
article.
Is what he was saying.
Mm-hmm.
And but also, he brings up the masks. The masks themselves are very effective in getting people to, you know, concede all their other liberties, as well as believe that there's this dangerous thing they've got to get the vaccine for. I thought that's a very good article, too. I want to point those out.
Right. I appreciate you bringing that up.
In folks' free time, they can look at those. But there's other things that are not so good, and I think we need to ferret those out and be careful with what we see. Because even Lou Rockwell had this lady from Halifax, a nurse from Halifax, saying that, you know, all these videos in India, there's a lot of fake photos being used there. I don't know if that's true or not, but I'm in contact with a professor there. He said it's the worst it's ever been. So, I mean, let's not ignore what could be happening there, and it could be just a result of mass vaccination, 120 million in 6 weeks, I've heard. Is that correct?
Well, that's right, yeah. Remember that Modi there had gone into a massive vaccination program there, and this could be the after effects of it. Yes, you're right.
Sorry to run out your time.
No, that's fine.
Nice
I appreciate
you
calling in there. But yeah, say, the videos I've seen is where they're actually forcing these health medics and stuff and cops out of their towns and stuff and filming empty hospitals. But it's in certain areas, and this is probably the areas where they've had these mass vaccinations. Anyway, thanks for tuning in there. Up next is Truth Media Reloaded with Tom Lacovara, and catch you next week.
But it talks, but it don't sing and dance, and it don't walk. long as I can have you here with me. I'd much rather be forever in blue jeans. Honey's sweet, but it ain't nothing next to baby's treat.
You're listening.